This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to the fourth day of the seventh week of the lockdown. I've been getting notifications all week, you guys, about how this we were supposed to be off this week. But we're like, why would we go on vacation when basically we're at home? And it actually said, suggested location, home. I'm like, oh, thanks. I guess I will do that. Anybody there?
Yeah,
Who's
we're
there?
Here.
Hi, we're here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can't see Vinny. I don't know what's going on with this camera. So anyway, these are strange times.
I don't understand what you mean by suggested location.
It had like, for some reason, the calendar suggested a location for me. I'm like, could you suggest Hawaii? Could you suggest, you know, Bora Bora? Fiji? No. What? Yeah, just put it up. Suggested location was home. I'm like, solid. Wow. Way to know what I'm all about, I guess. Anyway, whatever.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's a way to stay in touch, and we do appreciate all the texts that we still continue to get, even though we're working from our separate locations. We do get them, we do read them, and here's where we try to read as many back as possible. Vinny, since we all went into lockdown, speeding tickets have gone up 83% for tickets over 100 miles per hour. I don't get it. We just told you why. The roads are more empty.
People think it's the Autobahn. Mm-hmm. Woo! Free for all. Yeah, the cops aren't on lockdown. And they're bored. They're looking for things to do to you.
My husband and I are lucky enough. This is from 530. Huh.
That's Tahoe area, isn't it?
530. Yeah, I don't know. My husband and I are lucky enough to still be working, so we're paying our house cleaner not to come clean. But my God, we miss her. I feel you, Sarah.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing. When I heard that she could maybe come on Saturday and I floated it to the family, I was so hopeful. But that ain't happening. She's like, I'll wear gloves and a mask. I'm like, I know. It doesn't matter. I don't need more in the lecture series.
Right. This next one I won't read, but it's someone who's commenting that about Scott getting to come, but your cleaner can't, and why.
Scott's not coming to my house, you guys. I hear you. Believe me, he's not at my house.
Facebook bought WhatsApp in 2014.
Oh,
so
really?
it's a Facebook product, even though it
whether
may
you
have,
want it to be or not.
Right. WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. A lot of people are switching to something called Signal.
Oh.
Oh, yeah,
I don't want to switch. I just want to get used to stuff. There's something new.
You have Signal too, Bryn?
Yeah, it's just
of course
certain
he
people.
Does.
Yeah, they go, hit me on this. And I'm like, whatever, fine. So I download these apps and I talk to certain people on certain things just because right. they like to use it. It doesn't matter to me.
And it's like when one thing becomes popular, can't we just stick with that one thing? It's like PayPal. First it was just PayPal. Now there's all these other things that I got to get to. Like I got to put my bank information at freaking Venmo and Zelle and Apple Pay, and I'm like, please stop getting money out of me.
Yeah, I'm not doing
ways.
All that. I'm not signing up for TikTok. I'm not on Venmo.
Oh, you should get on TikTok for sure.
WhatsApp
she stands behind TikTok. Though.
TikTok's
the
awesome.
The answer's no. No, thank
see, John
you. Anyway,
finally gave in.
I know John is totally in. He was cackling away. I should put up the one where he yesterday. He's just sitting there laughing to himself. Oh boy.
Well, this is actually a lot of people are commenting. WhatsApp is popular. A lot of people are commenting on it. One of the things that I found early on, and I didn't get it, but I was talking to someone in my neighborhood, a younger person, and they were saying they were on something called Kick. And the main reason for it is that you could create a handle as opposed to giving someone your phone number. So the young kids were like, oh, yeah, you can reach me on Kick, and here's my handle, but your number wouldn't get given out.
So that if you decided you were blocking them, they would have no further contact with you.
Right. So there's, I guess there's different ups to eat whichever one
that's
you're
not,
using.
That's not a bad idea, right? I mean, then that's the only place they can contact you. And if you don't look, they're not there.
I think that's the same for Snapchat, too, though, is you've got a handle. You don't have a, I think. I don't know. The WhatsApp are just endless.
Yeah, even Scott was all over me about WhatsApp.
Oh, yeah, I chat with Scott
in the break.
What's up?
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Well, he's like, yes, I want you to get that because then I can send you photos and videos. I'm like, you send me enough photos and videos. I don't need any more of those. No, thanks. Like, yeah, I'm not getting any more apps.
Yeah, Scott and I don't even text. We only WhatsApp.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I like it that way since he's always, is it traveling? Yeah, he's always traveling. Yeah.
He is always traveling.
That way it's consistent. Otherwise, he always changes numbers and you're not sure which phone to contact.
707 says, it seems like people here in California haven't been required to know how to drive for a long time now.
Yeah, they're all just in their own little world and looking at their screens. And, you know, drivers honking at people who are standing at the ATM, you know.
You think that's bad, says 650. Florida driver's license test is done in a parking lot and a parking lot only.
Oh, that's convenient.
How does a cop car catch someone doing 180? Well, there's more of them. They have radios. Radios are faster than anything.
Right. It is crazy how the radio can get a guy who's a couple miles down the road there in time, you know. Throw nails in the roadway or whatever they do to stop someone going that fast.
My husband was tested for COVID in Napa and described it as an assault to his nose as they shoved the Q-tip deep into his head hole. He's still feeling it today, but the results were almost instant. Tested negative, by the way.
Almost instant. That's crazy. I know someone who got the, you know, the brain tickle and it took over 2 weeks. If you recall.
I do recall that, yes.
That was a long wait.
Mm-hmm. We all were hanging on that one.
We were. Took forever.
Sarah, it's been confirmed that that was not Tom Hanks' kitchen for SNL, but it was his office 10 minutes from home and decorated to his taste, not his wife's. LOL. No, we pretty much figured that out right away, that wasn't that dude's
kitchen. There's no way that's that guy's main kitchen. There's simply no way.
He's been a big deal for a long time.
Yeah.
That ain't his kitchen.
Even if he does live a more modest life than some big celebrities, that ain't his kitchen.
Right.
That's a kitchenette for Tom Hanks at best. You can't fit two chefs and sous chefs and a fry cook and other waiters and waitresses in there. Because that's how I imagine he eats his meals. At a table somewhere far from the kitchen in a lap of luxury. I want that for Tom Hanks.
Vinny, where is that college list found? I found it in the Chronicle online. It's a college list. It lists all the colleges in California, the main ones anyway, and how they plan to go forward teaching. And it should be pretty easy for you to find. But the problem is, they're all sort of like, we're not ready to announce anything yet. So most of them are sort of, I think the truth is, yes, they want you there. They also realize it's highly unlikely and that you'll be learning, if at all, you'll be learning online this upcoming fall season.
And I think, too, because America is such a litigious place, there's some real liability issues with, you know, if someone winds up dying because of something that you opened too early.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be seeing that. Well, if my mother hadn't gotten her hair cut there, she never would have got my grandmother sick and my grandfather then died of it. It's going to be, and so if the kids, if they're insisting that kids have to go to school in person and somebody, it's just, this is a huge mess.
I haven't seen it in the news recently, but I did think, or I did see something about that cruise ship that was docked off our coast. I'm pretty sure there's a class action lawsuit from the people who were not only open to getting the coronavirus because of the ship having it and not having, but also I think somebody died from that.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some lawsuits for sure in that
case, lawsuits.
At the very least.
That's what we do.
My neighbor had a Tesla come to his house end of March and deliver him a new Tesla. No masks, gloves. They installed the charger there. Was three guys, so they are still selling cars.
Well, Don't you buy Teslas online anyway? Isn't that
they're pre-orders? Yeah, so you would have put in an order for that in advance,
right? So I guess if you had one in the pipeline, that might still come to you. I don't know if you can place an order right now. I assume they're shut down. Yeah. They were saying the Fremont assembly line is shut down.
Yeah, I don't know what the waits are or which model is. You know, readily available, but you do order them and there's a different wait time depending. Love, love, love you guys. You keep saying there are delays and or don't sound great, but you sound perfect in Burlingame and I'm so happy that you're on.
Oh, thank you for listening.
And bringing laughter and normalcy to my life. Listener from day one, minute one, when the 24-hour song on repeat finally switched to you guys.
Oh.
Who knew we would be together this long?
Not I.
No.
But I'm certainly incredibly grateful for it.
That's right.
Unbelievable. I was just a child when we started this job.
My husband and I binged watched the cornhole competition on Ocho a few weeks ago. Most exciting sport during quarantine. Apparently, some people wrote in, and the Ocho has been done before. They've been doing this riff off of the Dodgeball movie.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for years.
That's so funny. And so... It's sort of off the wall. Like, to have a cornhole competition on any channel is interesting. And so I guess it's relegated to this funny The Ocho thing.
The Ocho is not debuting. It was on earlier in March. The best sport is cornhole championships, brought to you by Johnsonville Sausages.
Well, there you go.
Very funny.
So this, I think it's this Saturday, they're going to try and break the world record for deadlift. The mountain from Game of Thrones is going to try and lift 1,104 pounds. They're going to have a cherry spitting competition, or cherry pit spitting. What was the other, there were a few things, kind of off the wall things.
The main thing, didn't you say the mountain's going to be on that?
Yeah, I just said that. The mountain from Game of Thrones.
Vinny, I'm a Grammy of three and I'd give up my life for the safety, health, and life of my grandchildren before I would for the economy. I think that the person making that statement in Texas was off the deep end. The idea that a grandparent would say, yeah, I'll walk into a wood chipper so you can start the economy back up. What?
Right. So you can go get a haircut.
Right. No.
Sure. I'm done living.
That Texan doesn't speak for me. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, and Sarah, and Bryn. And Nicole.
And Nicole.
Don't forget Nicole. And Vaughn wants to be here, but Vaughn can't because we don't have a way to film us all. And what we do have, I see my chin now. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Oh, you see it too. Hey, I'm on Tesla's website. Looks like they have inventory. So if you wanted to buy one, they probably deliver it to you. It's like it's already made, I guess.
I don't need it. I was actually thinking about selling my car. And then I won't have any way to get into work, and I'll just stay here.
You'll have to work from home.
Yeah, Vinny, you should do that too.
What's the question?
Nothing. No question. But if we didn't have cars, how would we ever get to work?
Oh, are you talking about how you like staying home? You know, I had an article I didn't even get to because I didn't realize Scott Budman was going to be on, so I had less news to report. I'll report it tomorrow, but it's about how there are a number of people who now have had a taste of the work from home and never want to go back. It's a big percentage of people who are like, I like this.
It's lovely. I'm starting to really enjoy it too much. I'm just so much more relaxed. Like, I go to bed when I want. More. Well, you know, still 8:30. But it's so much later than it's ever been. And I get my own coffee. I just mosey over to the coffee pot whenever I'm like, oh, I should get some more coffee. Oh, I'm hungry. I think I'll find a snack. I like it.
Child care licensing regs are requiring children's temperature to be taken by a no-touch thermometer before they can be accepted by the daycare every day.
Well,
okay. Mm. Well,
that seems reasonable.
A no-touch. I thought you'd at the very least have to rub the forehead. We have one that you just touch the forehead, and it's pretty accurate. It works pretty good.
I wonder if that's the kind of thing they're talking about, just the thing they place on the forehead, and then what, just swab it with alcohol? I don't understand what a no-touch is. Is that just something they put near somebody and it can tell?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem accurate.
They do have those guns, thermometer guns. I'm not sure if you can use it on a human.
Heat sensing?
Exactly. Huh. Mm-hmm. I walk around the house with that sometimes. Just to see.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Just compare it to my thermostat. See if it's accurate.
It
says 70 here. It's 75 in the roof, but it's actually 68 in the floor.
Well, heat rises. I mean, that's, right. You know, physics.
You know, yesterday wasn't nearly as hot as it's been, and yet for some reason my house was still 76 when I climbed into bed last night. I don't get it.
Yeah, I am with you. Even though it was cloudy, it still managed to be a hot day, and it was very warm last night.
Well, get a gun, one of those infrared guns. Maybe you can see if your thermometer's wrong.
No, I could tell it was hot. I actually have a whole thermal sensor. It's called my skin.
Right.
It's not very accurate, though.
You're
always freezing.
It's accurate enough to start the bitching.
No matter what, it's always freezing.
I have short sleeves on today. It's amazing. Like, my house has got to be 75 right now.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, okay, well, the windows are staying open and the fan's getting turned on, and this is what I don't want to turn on the air conditioning right now. I just don't.
Yeah, I do it.
Oh, you did it last night?
I don't know if we wound up doing it last night. We opened up all the windows after it got dark and it cooled the house down.
Yeah.
You know, you turn on the fans and get all the exhaust fans going. It sucks the cold air in. You know, that's the thing about California. As soon as it's dark, it's cold.
Yep. Good morning, Vinny. Like 2 weeks ago, you advised us of buying moisturizing lotion, and I did. And I have a bottle in the bathroom, one in the living room, and one in the apartment entrance. Thanks.
Oh, but your hands feel good. I know I'm moisturizing a lot, but it's just the Purell and the constant washing and the... I even think the gloves are something about when you have the gloves on, your hands get kind of sweaty and you pull them off and the sweat dries and it's almost like a crispy crust on your hands. And my hands are ravaged. So sore. Poor me.
When I worked in a bank, the richest people drive the old Tercels. The spenders drove the expensive cars.
Well, there you go. The Tercel's the one. I don't even know if it was a Toyota Tercel. It was just some beater, you know. Guy's honking at me. I'm like, give me.
On the Instagram live today, somebody was like, hey, I drive a Tercel and I'm from Vallejo. Hey.
I know. Here's listen to this. I had a bad day yesterday. I called my best friend and she had a worse day and I had to cheer her up. But when I heard there's someone from Vallejo here, I started dying. You made my week. Thanks, Vinny. And here are some people suggested some very... I don't know what you want to call those. The reactions included, you should have flipped the guy off. You should have jiggled your braless tees at him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of many reactions were suggested. None were nearly as good as the one you came up with, which was pretend I have a car.
Yeah. Just pretend I'm in a car. But I came up with it 5 minutes later on my walk home.
Right. No good.
Yeah, so
you never got to hear that wise.
I just all I could do was shoot him a look, and I had a mask on, so it wasn't even like I could give him the full scowl, you know, just like mean eyes.
Right.
It looked like this, you guys.
Oh God.
Yeah.
We better break on that note.
All right. See you in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening today. Remember that you had a homework assignment from Wednesday night to watch Wednesday's episode of Survivor before 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, which is when I got a bunch of, Nikki sent me a bunch of cool, like, Jeff Probst talking about whether or not he thinks Survivor 50 will ever happen. So maybe he addresses what's coming up.
What are we on now?
40. This is the 40th season. Okay. That's why they're doing the Winners at War. And just a few things about, you know, somebody who may or may not have jumped out of an immunity challenge for peanut butter. And what
I watched
mistake
it.
That was. Oh, you are. Don't say.
It
don't
was
say.
Really good.
I know. It was an awesome episode.
Oh,
it
so
was,
you liked last night's episode a lot.
I did. It wasn't that it had all kinds of fireworks or but it was just I found myself completely in it. Like, just what is going to happen? Totally captivated. But we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Just tell me this.
Okay.
Is your favorite still there?
I don't want to say anything.
What?
I don't want to say anything about it because people know who my favorite is. And I, you know, I don't want to spoil
Who's
anything that's happening. I don't want to say.
What?
We'll talk right, about
fine.
It tomorrow. It's 6 a.m.,
well,
you
mean,
guys.
Come on. We're trying to talk to you about it now. I wish you'd just tell us everything we need to know and then we could leave and go about our day.
I'm pretty sure we can leave without that.
All
Let's
right.
try it. Ready? Bye.
Have a good one.
See you tomorrow on Friday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.